Introduction. I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:11-13. Uncertain anticipation gripped my stomach as we neared the security checkpoint at Lowell Correctional Institution, just outside Orlando, Florida. I had been invited to minister to the women inside the maximum security prison by a ministry friend who had herself been an inmate at that very penitentiary 8 years earlier. My team and I were going to share the good news of the gospel with the prison's general population before meeting privately with 5 death row inmates, the only women awaiting execution in the state of Florida. You can never be sure what kind of atmosphere to expect in a prison environment. And as I surveyed the layers of razor-sharp barbed wire lining the tower's perimeter fence, my pulse quickened. Our surroundings were intimidating, to say the least. But God had orchestrated our visit so we might encourage, enlighten, and empower those prisoners, women He created in His image and loved with His whole heart. Our meeting would be but a small part of their extraordinary journeys. Still, I was honored that God had chosen me to bring His word to them, and I was determined to do my part as well. We made it through security without incident and followed a uniformed guard to the prison's chapel. As we neared, I could hear the faint but familiar melody of an old hymn. Gradually, music began to fill the air, and I was overcome by the sound of 200 voices worshiping in unison. They sang and clapped with abandon to the King of Kings. The Spirit was there. His presence was palpable. Every note carried with it a tenor of gratitude, every word a breath of release. These were women who had been found guilty in the eyes of the world, but blameless before Christ. And while their past mistakes had cost them their freedom, the Savior's sacrifice had bought them redemption. Our escort led us around a corner where we entered the sanctuary through a back door. When the women saw us, they stopped praising midstream to receive us with joyous shouts and thunderous applause. Unmistakably heartfelt, their warm welcome brought tears to my eyes. I ministered to them with everything I had from a place deep within, and they received the message I had prepared for them openly and readily. For 2 hours, we laughed and cried and glorified God. I was disappointed as my time with them drew to a close and we said our goodbyes. Immediately afterward, we were led to the maximum security wing of the prison. It was time to meet with the death row inmates. I marveled at the carefully choreographed protocol followed by the staff and guards when moving these 5 women from one cell block to the next. The entire prison was put under lockdown. We were in the bowels of one of the securest buildings in the country, preparing to meet with 5 women who spend as many as 23 hours of every day locked away in solitary confinement. And it hit me. God had taken me to a place that I had never been before. I can still remember the sound the women made as they shuffled into the room single file, their shackled wrists and feet clanking rhythmically with each step. They sat down in the row of chairs across from me, silent but aglow. As their fellow